elections must be de-dramatized. It must be an opportunity for the people of the nation, you know, to just go to the ballot box and say, for this term, because of such and such criteria, because of, you know, such and such political, you know, agenda, we want to decide and choose people who will be conducting our nation, you know, for the next 5 years. And this process should be done in a peaceful manner. But again, we are still in a post-conflict country where, you know, exclusion has been, unfortunately, one of the major causes of conflict in the country.
Is it still the case? Do you still encounter a lack of inclusive political dialogue, political violence?
It is still a challenge. I think it's fair to say that it's still a challenge. And democracy is maybe still a new thing in Burundi, even though I must say the country has successfully conducted, you know, two elections, 2005 and in 2010. Even though in 2010, you know, there were some problems which led to asking us, meaning the UN, to help prepare for the 2015 in a better way. But those challenges, in my view, can be handled, they can be overcome. And this is what I'm seeing. And this is why we dedicated so much efforts to bring together all the political elite of the country. And we were so pleased to see that together with them, they agreed on a 42 recommendations roadmap for the conduct of peaceful elections in Burundi. And a few months later, that was in June of this year, they agreed to adopt a code of conduct. And I believe if they faithfully implement, you know, the outcomes of these two important documents, I'm pretty sure that Burundi could have you know, the best elections possible in 2015.
Still, the UN is going to leave alone Burundi? I mean, there is going to be no UN in Burundi in 2015?
Not at all. Our presence will remain, and even in a strengthened manner with regard to the country team, with regard to the whole work on development, where we believe, you know, Burundi deserves more support, as the country is one of the poorest nations on earth. And therefore, this is a nation that will continue to enjoy the UN's stronger support with regard to that major challenge. But beside that, at a political level, even though we're closing down our political engagement mission, that is BNUB, the UN will be dispatching an electoral mission, observer mission, which is also pretty unprecedented.